Welcome. I'm KALW station manager Matt Martin, and this is the manager's report to the listeners. Cross Currents and the BBC's Business Daily will be back in the 5 o'clock hour on Monday, and you'll hear the Your Call Media Roundtable tomorrow during this hour. But today, I invite you to stay tuned for an update on the state of local public radio and the opportunities ahead of us in 2012. And most importantly, a little later, I will be taking your calls and emails. First, however, I want to take a moment to remember someone who made significant contributions to KALW. This past Friday, we got the sad news that Daniel Del Solar, who served as KALW's general manager from 1985 to 1992, had died in his home in Oakland. Myself, I only had the opportunity to meet Daniel a few times. I first met him at KPFA, and he actually came by to talk to me soon after I became station manager here at KALW to offer me some perspective from his tenure as manager of the station. I have to say that in my brief encounters with him, I got a sense of a person who was full of ideas, very committed, and in his conversation with me also seemed to say, hey, you know what you're doing, what you're working on, but here's some perspective from what I know, which I certainly appreciated. We have posted an obituary of Daniel Del Solar at our website, kalw.org. If you have memories of Daniel, I welcome you to post them there, and plans are being made for a memorial to his life later this year. May he rest in peace. As regular listeners know, throughout 2011, KALW marked its 70th year on the air and the station's legacy as the first FM station west of the Mississippi. I have to say it was a really incredible year. More than 1,000 people attended events related to the station's anniversary, starting with the listener celebration here at our studios in March, the 70th anniversary concert at the Freight and Salvage that was hosted by Joanne Marr and Dory Stein and Peter Thompson, as well as the event that marked KALW Day in the city and county of San Francisco at the City College Mission Campus, and the Cross Currents Live event as part of the Mission Arts and Performance Project. It was just so great to have so many people come together to share their appreciation of this public resource that for 7 years has served this community and keeps changing and bringing in new people into the community. So I want to thank all the people who took part in those events, and in addition, the hosts, the announcers, the producers, reporters, and so many incredible volunteers who gave their energy to make those really special times. And in addition, in 2011, listeners did something very important to secure the future of this public resource. A year ago, I was in front of the board of the San Francisco Unified School District, which is our licensee, asking for a short-term line of credit to ensure that the station could pay its bills without encroaching on the general fund of the school district. I want to thank the school board for unanimously approving that line of credit, which continues until June 30th of this year. But I'm very happy to report that thanks to the outpouring of support from our members, KALW has not drawn on that line of credit since early last year. The station continues to operate with a cash reserve that is smaller than it should be. But because of your commitment and generosity, we are on a much stronger financial basis than we were a year ago. And I just want to thank everybody who came through. I'm still catching up on my thank you notes to people who gave gifts at the end of 2011. So thank you to all of you. And I'm glad to say that the base of support for the station also broadened. Just short of 11,500 listeners renewed their memberships or became members of KALW for the first time in 2011. And that's a number that's up by 12% over the year before. And this makes a huge difference. And to know that the station is more secure in the present, that means we can look forward. I mean, this kind of long-standing, independent local institution that first and foremost works in partnership with the people who depend on it is unusual and very special. As the station's manager, of course, I want us to operate in the black. I want people to say, hey, you know, he's keeping that place above water. But more importantly, I want to have that support and have this station strong because I know it means that together we can do more as a station and be ready for the opportunities that this very special community here in the Bay Area and, frankly, that history, the opportunities history puts in front of us. I mean, if there was ever a year when a station that's rooted in the local but has a global awareness, you know, made sense and would be important, 2011 was it. I mean, 2011 was a year that began with the uprisings across the Arab world, and the BBC and the CBC, their coverage really made it so real. And I remember World Have Your Say in those weeks in January and February, letting us hear the voices of those uprisings as they happened, and then the voices of people around the world who they were inspiring and who are giving their reaction. I mean, that is what this station is here for. And then when that spirit of grassroots uprising came to the Bay Area, Occupy Oakland, Occupy San Francisco, Occupy other places around the Bay Area, KLW was ready. The station's reporters were at the Occupy encampments in Oakland and San Francisco at all hours of days and of the day and night. And in addition, Rose Aguilar and Your Call hosted some incredible conversations about the questions that the Occupy movement raised. And to me, it seems like this is the kind of reporting and critical conversation this station should be made for. But I know that just a few years ago, we weren't ready to do it. And now KALW is ready to do that because you have built the capacity of this station and said, yes, we want to support local producing, local news and analysis that is inspired and intelligent as anything that comes from the national or global network. So I want to thank you for that. And it's just that combination of what comes from the BBC and CBC and NPR, along with locally produced coverage that we're going to be bringing to Election 2012. With all things considered, back on the schedule, we'll be bringing you NPR's complete coverage of this election year. And also on the local level, Your Call has already hosted some really important conversations around the elections, taking a look at the changing ideologies and funding bases of the Democratic and Republican parties. And I don't know if you've missed it, Rose Aguilar's program last week about Ron Paul and the way he's changing the conversation politically, left and right, was just amazing. Such a range of opinion, but people really talking. And I think that's what we're hoping to make happen during this election year. And you'll hear some of that with our coverage of the State of the Union address this next Tuesday night, 6 o'clock. We'll be bringing you BBC's coverage of President Obama's State of the Union address. In the morning, you'll get the reaction from NPR and Morning Edition, followed at 10 o'clock by Your Call, where Holly Kern will be hosting and talk about the State of the Union with Thomas Frank, who you may know from his books, What's the Matter with Kansas? That's the kind of ongoing conversation from a variety of perspectives that we want to bring to you in 2012 and that your support is making possible. And we've also begun talking to our partners at New America Media, who you know from New America Now, which was on the station until the end of 2011, about ways to bring perspectives from the ethnic media into KALW's election coverage. So we're very excited about what we're going to bring you on the air in 2012 in regards to the election. Another partnership that is really going to make a difference in the voices you hear on KALW is our partnership with Youth Radio, based in Oakland, national organization that's doing some amazing youth-based reporting. And thanks to the support of the Association for Continuing Education, we're now featuring stories from Youth Radio on Cross Currents at least once a week. And one of our reporters, Casey Miner, has begun training students at Burton High School, where we're located, in radio writing, sound editing, and interview techniques. And I'm glad to say that just before school let out for winter break, the first piece from that training project was aired on Cross Currents. Lupe Hernandez, who's a junior here at Burton, gave her perspective on gentrification in her neighborhood, The Mission. And I'm glad to say you're going to be hearing more from Lupe and other student reporters in 2012. One of the other big endeavors that we launched just before the new year was the new KALW.org, where we're really trying to make it a lot more interactive, making it possible for you to leave comments, to share what you've heard with others, make it easier for, say, you hear a Your Call program or Cross Currents piece or other programs, you say, oh, I really like that, I want to share that with somebody. You can send them an email easily or post it on your Facebook page. This is a website that is very much a work in progress. We are continuing to kind of beef it up, and we've made a lot of adjustments based on what we've heard from listeners. So as you visit the site, please, if you find things that are missing or that could be better, if you're having a hard time finding something that's important to you, let us know. We are ready to keep it changing and improving. And we really want to use it as an opportunity, as a place not just where you have information about what you hear on the air, but as a means for you to communicate with the station and other listeners, as many people did and have continued to around the program changes that went into effect at the beginning of the year. So I want to thank everybody who has started using that resource and who's given us feedback. We really want this website to serve you and to be part of what we think is a lively and growing service here at KALW. Just to let you know, I'm Matt Martin, General Manager of KALW. This is the occasional report I do called the Manager's Report to the Listeners, where I take calls and emails from you. I will be going to some listener emails in just a moment and open the phone lines. But first, I wanted to give you a few program notes. First, about Blues Power Hour. In the opening weeks of this year, I've been hearing from a number of fans of Blues Power Hour with Mark Naftalin, which, if you've been paying attention on Wednesday nights, is no longer in the lineup at 11 p.m. I do want to let you know that Mark and I have had some really good conversations. He is going to continue to produce programs that will be available on our local music player at KALW.org. As he produces new shows, we'll be promoting them on Devin Strolovich's show, Fog City Blues, letting you know, hey, there's something new on the website from Mark Naftalin. And Mark is also interested in producing some special programs that you'll be hearing in the second hour of Fog City Blues on an occasional basis. So I do want to let Blues Power Hour fans know Mark Naftalin is still very much in the KALW family, and we want to make his work available to you online. Second, I want to let you know about a broadcast that's going to be coming up on this Sunday afternoon from 4 to 6 p.m., continuing our partnership with the Berklee Symphony Orchestra. Music director Joanna Carneiro will be leading the Berklee Symphony Orchestra in Brahms Symphony No. 3, the Bay Area premiere of Enrico Chapella's Li Po, and the Shostakovich Cello Concerto No. 1 with cellist Johannes Moser. So if you are a fan of the Berklee Symphony, you want to tune in for that at 4 o'clock on Sunday. As always, Alan Farley will host the broadcast, and it will include an interview with soloist Johannes Moser. So you want to tune in for that. Also, if in the last few months of 2011, you may remember that we piloted a program from the CBC called Day 6. It's an end-of-week show that's new from the CBC that they're trying to bring to the United States, hosted by Brent Banbury. And so we put it on for about for most of the fourth quarter of the year and asked for your feedback about it. And I have to say, the response was very positive, about 4-1 in favor of the show. So I wanted to give you an update on why you're not hearing it Fridays at 6 p.m. right now. Basically, the backstory is that when Public Radio International came to me and said, hey, we've got a new program from the CBC, I'd like you to consider piloting it, I said, we would be interested in doing that if we could air it Fridays at 6 p.m. They said, that's fine, we think that can work. They talked to the CBC and we began piloting it. However, as the show was on the air for a few weeks, the CBC and the producers at the program started to hesitate about saying, well, we don't know if we can guarantee that the program would be available at that time on an ongoing basis. And basically I said, hey, well, that's the spot that we're looking at, and if that can't work, you know, we'll end the pilot and tell folks that can't work out. But I will say, in the last couple of weeks, I've continued to talk with the producers of the program, and I'm feeling like it's quite possible we will be able to work out a way to get this on the station at 6 o'clock on Fridays on KALW, which would be the first place it'd be broadcast anywhere in the week. It actually is a program that airs on Saturdays in Canada. So in the meantime, while we try to work that out, if you got a chance to listen to it during the pilot phase and you haven't gotten in touch yet, I'd appreciate your thoughts. And finally, a note on a program theme, namely the theme music for Your Call. We have been using music from a Bay Area group called Live Human for several years on the program, actually back to the time when Rebecca Roberts and Mary Ambrose were hosting the show. And we have decided it is time for a change. And in the spirit of listener participation, we are reaching out to you and to the musicians of the Bay Area, having a contest to find a new theme song for Your Call. We've got a $500 prize for the winning entry and runners-up prizes as well. 60-second minimum, no lyrics, please. And if you have a song you think would work, or you want to pass it along to a musician who you know, you can send links to audio files to feedback@yourcallradio.org. That's also a place you can ask any questions, feedback@yourcallradio.org, or mail recordings to us here at KALW. Attention, Your Call theme to KALW, 500 Mansell Street, San Francisco, California, 94134. So that should be fun. We're hoping we're going to have a great new theme for Your Call in not long at all. So before I go to your calls at 415-841-4134, that's 415-841-4134, I want to share a few emails that I have gotten at matt@kalw.org in regards to the program changes that went into effect at the beginning of 2012. The last time I reported to you in October, it was to introduce these proposed changes, ask for your feedback. And after having heard from more than 1,000 listeners who responded to our online survey, and also dozens more who sent emails, made calls, sent letters to me, that communication, it has continued since the new schedule went into effect. And I will admit, I have not been able to respond to every single communication that has come to me from listeners about program changes over the past few months. If you are someone who has written me an email or sent me a letter and not gotten a personal response from me, I apologize. But I have had a number of really valuable exchanges with listeners. I learned so much from hearing from people who've listened to the station for a long time or who are just coming to it in the last year or so, that range of ways of listening, and people who really listen closely and who care enough to say, hey, here's what I think about the changes, and here's my feedback on it. So I want to actually share a couple of the exchanges that I've had with listeners to give you a perspective on what I'm hearing from folks and also how I'm thinking about the program changes. And I have to say, these dialogues have really clarified my own thinking about it. So I want to thank all of these folks for writing. The first email I'd like to share comes from Allison Thomas in Berkeley. And she said, I'd very much like to understand the decision to offer the same programming at the same time as KQED. It offers no choice of programs, and you're spending money buying expensive programming from other sources when you could likely be putting that money into producing your own diverse and more interesting programming, perhaps in conjunction with other stations. One of the things special about KALW is that it wasn't a copy of anyone else. Very individual and creative, new voices and opinions. There's still a good deal of that, although I have to say I'm not crazy about the number of programs made up of individual vignettes that somewhat resemble This American Life. I'm not really this negative about KALW. It's been my favorite station in the area, but I'm becoming uncomfortable with what I see as some new trends, and I hope my connection to KALW won't be weakened. So that's from Allison Thomas in Berkeley. Related about the change to go from All Things Considered to As It Happens in the Afternoon, email from Emily Hancock, who says, Matt, As It Happens was a wonderful show to listen to between 4 and 5 p.m. Some of us even adjusted our drive time when it went on then instead of its later time. It's a drive-time show, quirky and delightful. All Things Considered is a crashing bore by comparison and can be accessed for a segment or two if need be on KQED. It's a real bore for KALW to have the same shows at the same times as KQED. Where is the unique gumption and taste for quirkiness that has always signified KALW? What would Alistair Cook say? Thank you, Emily, for that email. And I just want to share with you what I wrote back to Emily, which also relates to what Allison Thomas had to say. Hi, Emily. Thank you for writing. I agree that As It Happens is a great show, and you're one of many listeners who've told me they feel a loss at not having it during the afternoon drive. I certainly won't debate you about whether it's more or less boring than All Things Considered. However, my sense, and I've heard this from a lot of listeners over the years since we pulled All Things Considered from the schedule, is that not having a national news program at the end of the day has, for many people, left them feeling something is missing and tuning away. My aim is not to have the most possible listeners, but here's why those people tuning away does matter to me. My priority, following the path set up by my predecessor, Nicole Sawaya, has been to develop high-quality local programming and to give it a prominent place in KALW's schedule. On weekdays, the defining local shows are Your Call and Cross Currents. I want them to reach as many listeners as possible. That's why we moved Your Call back to 10 a.m., where the audience from Fresh Air can hear what Rose and her guests are talking about. And that's also why I want Cross Currents to follow All Things Considered. My gut is that a bigger and broader audience will be drawn to the program, and as a result, more people are going to encounter the great work KALW News is doing. We'll have to see if that's the case, but that's the idea. Since we started running NPR shows in the early 70s, I think KALW has generally operated on a balance between the quirk and gumption you appreciate, and which I do think is pretty alive, and the mainline public radio shows that draw in new listeners. I recognize this is the first significant change in my tenure that swings the pendulum toward the mainstream. We're going to have to see if it's gone too far. I'm going to be paying close attention to what I hear from listeners in the coming months and try to assess that. But I can tell you that I take what you and a number of other listeners have said as a challenge to our creativity, and I'm determined that the next moves we make will broaden the range of voices you hear on KALW. Of course, none of this makes up for you not having As It Happens on at 4 o'clock, but I hope it at least clarifies my rationale. Thank you for taking the time to write. I want to read one more exchange I had with a listener, and then I want to open up the lines and take your calls and questions. This one comes from Mark Cromwell in San Francisco. He says, I'm writing you to encourage the restoration of the overnight BBC feed on all 7 days of the week. I have commented on Public Radio Remix on your webpage a couple of times, and have also read every comment there and found no one who seemed to enjoy this noise programming replacing the valuable information and point of view offered by the BBC. It really seems to be trendy, second-rate radio, unworthy of the standards of KALW. I appreciate your time in taking reading this email, and please keep up the generally good work. I did my best to refrain from profanity in describing public radio rehash, but it's one of those things like mashups that may be interesting to do, but mostly uninteresting to listen to. Thanks again, Mark Cromwell. So Mark is writing about Public Radio Remix, which is now airing from 12 a.m. to 6 a.m., early on Sunday mornings. And here's how I responded. Mark, thanks as always for writing. I've heard from Mark before. And for refraining from profanity when you may have felt like using it. Accepting criticism is part of my job, but it sure is nice not to be cussed at. I, too, have been reading the comments on the webpage. And given that Public Radio Remix is new programming that's replaced a long-standing and highly valued program, it's understandable that critics are going to be the first ones out of the gate and perhaps most motivated to make their voices heard. Given the hours of the day we're talking about, it may well take time for the people who would appreciate Public Radio Remix to even find it, let alone express their appreciation. Of course, critics may be right. If you find Remix basically uninteresting, that's a pretty strong critique. I can certainly see that it's a big departure from the BBC, and that for people who value global news and perspective, that's something it doesn't deliver. But it certainly shouldn't be boring. I feel that this is a place where independent producers from across the country can be featured, and that's the role that Public Radio Remix is playing. When we make programming changes, I'm always ready to change course if need be. At the same time, to get meaningful feedback on any program, it needs some time on the air. All to say, I'm going to keep listening to Remix itself and to the listener response. I'm glad you've gotten in my ear early on. Thanks. So those are a few email exchanges I've had, obviously with some listeners critical of the changes from the first of the year. I've heard from lots of folks who are positive on them as well, but I thought it was important that those critical voices got an airing here on the show. And I want to open the lines in just a moment at 415-841-4134. That's 415-841-4134 to get your response to anything relating to KALW, whether it's programming, the new website, the Your Call theme music contest, anything you hear or would like to hear on the station. You're also welcome to send your emails to matt@kalw.org. I'm Matt Martin. This is the Manager's Report to Listeners. I'll be back right after this. You are listening to the Manager's Report to Listeners on KALW. I'm Matt Martin. Cross Currents and the BBC Business Daily will be back on Monday. You'll be hearing the Your Call Media Roundtable as usual at this time tomorrow on Friday. But right now, we're talking about KALW. I'm taking your calls until 6 o'clock when Fresh Air will be on. So let's go to our first caller. Welcome to the Manager's Report. What's your name and where are you calling from?
This is Frank calling from San Francisco.
Hi, Frank.
Yeah, I wanted to second the person that was critical of bringing back All Things Considered, because I remember some months back you were on one of these shows telling us that you could get more bang for your buck if you had other programming besides All Things Considered. I consider it kind of lame most of the time, and I'll give you a good example. A couple of years ago, they did a story about when the Jack Abramoff scandal broke, and they had some guy on from the Reagan years, and he was telling us about how honorable being a lobbyist was, and Michelle Norris, who was doing the interview, agreed with him. Well, it turns out that her husband's a big-time lobbyist, too. So, I mean, that's... And then when they go to these Republican... cover the Republican primaries, there's extended coverage of these... people that most of the KALW listeners would find pretty crazy, you know, these right-wing Republicans, and giving us their point of view. So that's just my take of it.
Okay. I mean, all things considered, any kind of magazine program like that, whether it's coming from the NPR or from BBC, there's certainly going to be examples where you'd say, oh, that was not good coverage, or that's someplace where they got that interview wrong, didn't ask the question that they should have. I mean, I will say the idea of, you know, of having a news program that brings you perspectives from people who, yeah, you may think are, you know, you don't think they make any sense, that seems to me like it should be part of the mix, especially given our politics in this country. But that's, you know, I understand the perspective. I've certainly heard it from some other folks. I appreciate the call.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you. Let's go to our next caller. Welcome to the Manager's Report.
Hi, this is Mike in Daly City.
Hi, Mike.
Yeah, I'm glad you read your responses. That was very informative to the emails. I agree with a lot of the ones you read. Basically, I want to compliment you on the 2011 schedule, which I thought was near perfect. And so I'm going to disagree with some of the changes, but I thought more international news and more local programming was the way to go.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to be quite as critical of All Things Considered, even though I'm not listening to it myself. It's okay if somebody wants to have their own, you know, preferences in certain parts of the day. But I do want to really jump on the BBC coverage and the youth radio coverage. I think more youth radio and more BBC, particularly the Saturday night that you mentioned, is really important. And I guess my suggestion would be to split it to some degree, whether you have 2 or 3 hours of remix, maybe Saturday night and Sunday night, or Friday night and Saturday night.
Hmm.
So that there's at least 2 or 3 hours of BBC every night. It doesn't have to go 5 or 6 hours every night. That would possibly be a compromise.
Mike, I appreciate you calling. What I love about the dialogue that I get to have with listeners,
yeah,
is that you listen to the radio just like I do, just like the other folks here do, and,
right,
and I think, you know, trying to be creative about, oh, well, how do you make this work? What's the combination?
I've been listening for about 6 or 7 years regularly and occasionally before that. And the one other compliment I want to say is that your call at 11 o'clock, I think, is much better than your call at 8 o'clock because it leads right into the BBC. And I think they're very similar in terms of their approach and quality and people that would be interested in those shows.
All right, Mike, I appreciate the call.
Thank you.
That's Mike in Daly City. He called in on 415-841-4134. 415-841-4134. I'm Matt Martin. This is the Manager's Report to the Listeners. You can call in and make your comments heard or ask your questions of me as manager of KALW. You can also send emails to matt@kalw.org. Let's go to our next caller. Welcome to the Manager's Report.
Hello.
Hi, welcome.
Yes, am I on?
You are. What's your name? Where are you calling
from?
Okay,
my name's Susan San Francisco, and I want to commend your call. And the only problem with it is that it's just 1 hour. And I think that the focus on economic justice issues is really important right now. And I want to mention a program that is no longer on called News and Notes for Rajadeya,
mm-hmm,
not as an exercise in nostalgia. I understand we're not going to get it back. But the management almost made a really bad decision with taking your call off, the rebroadcast, which I don't need. And Faraj Adea's program, the News and Notes, I think it would be worth looking at for the management. And I understand you're not responsible for the bad decision, and I totally appreciate you standing up front here like this, by the way. But News and Notes addressed the kind of issues that are going on right now with the Occupy movement. And I think they may have read it wrong demographically and thought of it as more multicultural, ethnicity, diversity, and replacing it with Tavis, who I love, and other voices. But I think it was really, for me, even as a white listener, this was about poverty. It was about economic justice issues. It was about wealth, income disparity. And I'd love to have something like that. It was a wonderful compliment to your call. And I don't think the BBC World Have Your Say is very strong. I think it takes a very gratuitous approach to important subjects, and I wouldn't mind having BBC live feed or even Al Jazeera rebroadcast, but I think it would be worthwhile looking back at News and Notes as a way of moving forward, not looking backwards, but moving forward. So thank you for standing up for this.
Thanks. So just so I understand, you're saying look back at the model that News and Notes provided.
Right. I'm thinking how wonderful it might be right now to have News and Notes, and I know that Faraj Adea has moved on. I know you're not going to duplicate it exactly, but to look back and see how valuable it was as a crossover program that really reached out beyond just community or diversity kinds of things and really addressed poverty and see what was the value of that and see of trying to duplicate that. So, yes, thank you.
Great. Thanks for the call, Susan, and the idea. Greatly appreciate it. Let's go to our next caller at 415-841-4134. Thanks for calling the Manager's Report. What's your name and where are you calling from? Go ahead. You're on the air.
Would that be me?
That's you.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Hi.
I thought I might get a warning. First, I want to thank you for the general direction and the changes that you're making. Even the ones I don't agree with show some real careful thought and growth, and it really makes me excited to listen, more so than I had been in the past. But that said, I'm going to disagree with the caller from a couple of calls back who was talking about the Your Call rebroadcast at 11.
Mm-hmm.
I find that to be a little frustrating because what it does is it takes it goes from the music. So we've kind of had news and information all day, and then we ease into the music, and then it goes from the music back into serious topics just before bedtime on a personal level. That's how it feels for me. And I enjoyed listening to the rebroadcast when it was on earlier, and I enjoyed listening to the music, and I kind of got used to having it in that order. And this order is a little difficult for me.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, people have different life habits and different listening habits as a result,
sure,
right? Some
sure.
people are going to bed at 11 p.m. Some of
yeah.
us are already in bed by that time. So, you know, it's important for me to kind of hear that the different experiences that people have with that. Just so for you, you were someone who appreciated having the music continue at 11.
Right. But again, all the changes that I see, all the growth, all the thinking, it's really exciting. And I think one of the things that we're not realizing is that this is kind of an embarrassment of riches to have so many things to choose from, to try to squeeze all of them or the right ones or the best ones in a 24-hour window just shows how much really good radio is out there. And I find that to be exciting also. So thanks and good luck.
Thanks very much. No, I mean, I feel like the range of people that I get to work with and the productions that are here on the station, you know, I was excited about our schedule in 2011. I'm also excited about our schedule in 2012. I think there's valuable things to listen through throughout the week, throughout the day. But, you know, we keep working on it and keep it evolving. I appreciate the call.
Yep.
Good
Thanks.
Day. Thanks a lot. Let's go to our next caller at 415-841-4134. Welcome to the Manager's Report. Tell us where you're calling from and what your name is. You're on. Go ahead.
Oh, hi. It's Joe. I'm calling from San Francisco.
Hi, Joe.
Hi, I just want to commend you on the local programming. City Visions and Your Call are absolutely terrific. I guess my one thought is, you know, do we need Terry Gross on so much in San Francisco? I'm not a huge fan. What I want to know is more about what's going on where I live, and I think that KLW is so great at that. I feel like Terry Gross is covered if people want to listen to it, but I am always turning the channel and trying to find something more local, and when KLW's got that, I turn it off. So that was my thought.
Hey, good to know. I will tell you, Terry Gross, you know, how many ever times you broadcast it, there would be people there to listen, but I think finding that right balance is important, and we'll keep searching for it.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you, Joe. Appreciate the call. Let's go to our next caller. Welcome to the Manager's Report. What do you want to talk about? Give us your name and where you're calling from.
Hello, I think it's me.
Hi, it's you.
Hi, it's Ed in Berkeley.
Hi, Ed.
Hi. I just think this is wonderfully unusual and courageous of the manager to get on the field calls from the public about the changes.
Well, just to let you know, this is something that's gone on for a while in the station. Nicole Sawaya before me did it. It's something that's always seemed like a good idea to me, not just for you to hear from me, but for everybody to hear from one another, fellow listeners. So thanks for calling.
That's fantastic. My major criticism of the station. Hello.
Go ahead.
Yeah, my major criticism of the station 2 months ago was the fact that I listed all the hours that I felt were compulsory listening, and it was about 20 hours a week, and I couldn't. The only problem is you didn't have an AA program for people that are addicted to your station. But I'm afraid you fixed that a little bit with some of the things, and I'm sure that some of the things were just taken off. What I miss most is mm-hmm. the Monday night block of music. We still have Jim Schrader with a record shelf, but the other two shows, well, we have some music singing thing at 9 o'clock, but it's not nearly as good as, but, and I don't know whether those things were still available or what the story is on that. The other thing is, I'm sorry that Your Call was moved to 11 because I think it's not as accessible to most folks that have to go to bed around 11. That's not me, so I just admit in my criticism, and I'm not speaking for myself, I'm mm-hmm. speaking for somebody else, so I just want to say that up front. The switch to more duplication of KQED, I think, is unfortunate. I really am for local programming origination, and if it's duplicated in KQED, it's useless to me. I mean, and also, all things considered, I don't listen to that anymore. I just don't. And the similar thing with the thing from Canada. As it happens, Barbara Budd and Miss Off, I think, are lots of times off. But anyway, I know it's just not my cuppa, but to have that come in at the time when I used to listen to other things is a shame. Let's see.
Made me jump there, Ed.
I'm trying to talk on my sandwich phone, and I pressed it to my head too hard. I'm sorry about that. And all the people out there who I've zapped.
Well, let me just say, go ahead.
Yeah.
If you make your last point.
What were you going to say?
Just to let you know about Monday nights. So, I mean,
yeah.
I have heard from a number of people who said they miss the chamber music that we've regularly featured at 11 o'clock.
And
I will say that, so Song of America, which is the series that's on at 9 p.m. right now that you'd mentioned. So
yeah.
this is a series that will be on for one quarter. And, you know, we will continue to have explorations in music, the series that we have co-produced with SF Performances and other classical music-oriented series that will be there on Monday nights. I know I've gotten some mixed reviews about Song of America from listeners, but just so you understand, these are series we generally get for 13 or 26 weeks at a time that time slot.
Just to update you, Monday night it was excellent. The Walt Whitman Whitman show was just my cuppa. But in a snap judgment, I just turned him off. He was just too much. But I kind of listened to his last show, and he kind of is growing on me a little bit.
He changed the tone a little bit.
He was just too much sparkle and not enough content, man. And when you got somebody in competition with him like your call, which is just the opposite, it's very laid back and extremely contentful. It's hard.
They're trying to do very different things, but, you know, I take your point.
Comparing apples to oranges, of course.
I want to make sure to get to other folks. Thanks so much for calling in.
Thank you.
You're listening to the Manager's Report to listeners on KALW. I'm Matt Martin, taking your calls at 415-841-4134. Every 3 months or so, I come on the air, talk to you about what's happening at the station, and to try to engage you, ask you what's important to you, what do you value, what do you like that you hear on the station, what would you like to have change, how do you respond to the changes that we put in place at the first of the year. 415-841-4134. Be taking your calls and emails at matt@kalw.org right up until 6 o'clock when it's time for Fresh Air with Terry Gross. Let's go to our next caller. Hi, welcome to the Manager's Report. Good to have you with us. What's your name and where are you calling from?
That me?
That's you.
Okay. Excuse my voice. I have a little bit of a cold. My name is Millie and I'm from Pacifica.
Hi.
And I wanted to also say that I really wish that you would put your call back in its original time slot. I can't stay up till 11 to listen to it. And
so you're talking about the 8 p.m. rebroadcast?
Yeah. I thought it was on a little bit earlier.
No, it's not. The original broadcast, 10 in the morning, then 8 o'clock in the evening.
Yeah, so if you could put it back in the original time slot, that would be really greatly appreciated. And I guess I want to also echo the other sentiments of other callers that try to differentiate yourself a little bit more from KQEW. I like that station, but I also like KALW because it was much more local, and I felt as though that was much, instead of having a global public television station, which we already have, I'd like it to go back to more of a local, but still with a global format, but also local, if that makes any sense.
Yeah. There's one place I understand that, it's at KALW, so I appreciate it.
Okay.
Thanks so much for the call. Let's go to our next caller. Welcome to the Manager's Report.
Hello.
Hi,
I'm Elizabeth from Oakland. I largely agree with what other callers have said, so I'll try and be brief. I disagree with the second to the last caller about CBC. I love having the CBC on, but mostly I want to weigh in also on, it sounds like you have a lot of fans of your call. I'm one of them. And even earlier than 8, I also thought it was on earlier. I think it's so important to reach a broad audience, and the earlier it can run, the more people get access to the things that really are very unique to KLW through Rose Aguilar's show. So I wanted to just weigh in on that as well. And mostly I just want to commend you for being community-oriented and everything you do. I'm very grateful to have you as a resource for the community.
Well, we here at the station feel like there's just no better place to do this work than here in the Bay Area. So thanks for your...
And by the way, that's why I'm a member, and yeah. I encourage anyone who's calling up to also make sure they're supporting you in that regard.
Thanks, Elizabeth. Appreciate the support and the feedback.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, let's go to our next caller. Welcome. You are on the Manager's Report to the listeners on KALW. What's your name and where are you calling from?
It's Will, and I am from San Francisco.
Hi, Will.
Hi. So one of the things that I like is actually I do like the Canadian All Things Consider and the other show. I think it's great. And I also like the international because some of us don't get KQED. And also I like the Santa Fe Chamber Music series that mm-hmm. you have had as well. So that's it.
Great.
Thank you. I love the show. I love the KLW.
Thank you, Will. Appreciate the call. Let's go to our next caller. Welcome to the Manager's Report. You're on the air. Tell us your name and where you're calling from. That's you.
Hello?
Hi. Maybe you turn down your radio, please.
Yep. Hi, this is Lisa from Oakland. Can you hear me okay?
Hear you fine. Go ahead.
I love so much of the programming that that you guys put on the air. But to be honest, I only listen to you when I'm driving to work and driving home from work. But my commute is hefty, so I get a lot of listening time every day, which is great. One thing that I would love to hear more of, and my apologies if you're already doing this and it happens during the daytime hours and I don't know about it.
Okay.
I'm a visual artist, and I would love to hear... a program that kind of profiles different visual artists in the Bay Area. You know, the Bay Area and Northern California in general is an absolute mecca for fine art of all shapes and sizes. And I would love to hear kind of like an in-depth profile of like one visual artist that's doing something really innovative and to kind of hear them interviewed and to hear where you can see their work. And I think that's one of the reasons why people turn to alternative and public radio is because they're not that interested in kind of like headline news and like, you know, the sort of Twitter type of news where it's just kind of like bits and pieces. They want to hear something that's a little bit more rich and a little bit more in-depth. And I would love to see that focus brought somewhere to the arts community in the Bay Area.
Okay, that's a great idea. And I mean, visual arts on the radio is one of the classic difficult things to do, but you know, we had 99% Invisible that talks about design and does an interesting job of that, so it's certainly something that we could tackle.
Thank you.
Thanks so much, Lisa. I appreciate it. Let's go to our next caller at 415-841-4134. A line is open now if you would like to get in. But let's go to our next caller. Keep hearing from folks. Hi. Welcome to the Manager's Report.
Hi. Am I on?
You are on.
Well, excellent. My name is Matt in Millbrae, and all in all, an outstanding station. My favorite thing is BBC from 12 to 5 and every morning. That's just superb, and of course, I like Hearts of Space. I'd like to say that with respect to, NPR programming, All Things Considered, Morning Edition and the like, it's really expensive, terribly overpriced, I think, and KALW has a bit of a, you know, we'll have to watch our dollars there. And you have a literate audience. If they really need to hear the March for War against Iran and all sorts of trivia, they can switch to KQED. But, I mean, you have so many good programs, it seems like a poor use of money. But generally, your shows are great. I really like Marty Nemko on Sunday. The fellow after him, though, that homeless fellow, I think it's a great concept having a homeless fellow.
You're talking about Harry Shearer,
you know, on the air. But gosh, his views. He's a couple of weeks ago. He had some really violent, protracted, violent imagery and discussion, and it just was unsettling for me. You know, I'm very much a progressive, and I think KALW is much better than KPFA. But his was over the top, and I didn't know if it was a function of some deep-seated problems that he had.
Are you talking about Le Show with Harry Shearer?
Yes, I think that's it.
Okay, I don't think he's homeless. I just want to make that clear. I think he makes a joke about Santa Monica, where he's from, being the home of the homeless. I don't think he's actually homeless. There may be some deep-seated issue with Harry Shearer. I can certainly imagine that, but we've certainly got a lot of fans who appreciate his perspective on the news, which can sometimes be a little. You know, he comes from an oblique angle quite often, so
like Rose Aguilar a lot too, and was a little disappointed with her time change. But all in all, just hats off to you. You do a great job, and my key point is I love the BBC. And I wish we'd spend less money on NPR programming.
Great. Thank you so much for calling in, Matt. I do want to read a couple of emails that came in over at matt@kalw.org. One comes from a listener named Lisa. She says, hi, Matt. I'm enjoying the show so far. Just wanted to send a response to the caller who doesn't like hearing the radical right perspective. I think it's incredibly important for public radio to capture as many perspectives as possible. Every issue has at least two sides, and often we barely get to hear the other side when we live in a part of the country that has a specific political leaning. When every story has a liberal bias, we're doing a disjustice to ourselves, even if most of the listener base is liberal. Please continue to be open to variety of views. Lisa, thank you so much for that email. Also an email from Marty, who says, hi, Matt. Any chance that As It Happens could be aired from 3 to 4 with All Things Considered 4 to 5? I can deal with NPR for an hour, but then I go online to hear the CBC. Thanks for your discussion about scheduling. Marty, it might be possible for us to have some kind of hybrid solution there. Actually, we could not have As It Happens on from 3 to 4 simply because the program isn't produced until 3:30 Pacific time. That's why we were able to run it at 4, but we could not run it at 3. But I appreciate the what you're talking about. So thank you so much for that email at matt@kalw.org. Also taking calls at 415-841-4134. That's 415-841-4134. I do want to let folks know we are going to have our January fundraising campaign coming up. We're going to continue our no interruption approach to fundraising. It's going to start this upcoming Wednesday, the 25th of January, and then run through February 1st. We have a goal of $100,000, modest goal for our January campaign, but it will really keep us on target and make sure that the station ends this fiscal year in a strong position at the end of June. So if you're interested in coming in, answering phones, being part of the what's really a fun time at the station when we go on to ask for support, especially with the no interruption approach, which people seem to like, giving you the programs that you appreciate in their entirety. It's fun to be here while we're doing that. If you're interested in volunteering, please email our membership director. Her name is Annette Bistrup, fabulous person. Annette, A-N-N-E-T-T-E, at KALW.org, Annette@KALW.org, and we'll try to get you involved either during this membership drive or ones coming up in the future. I want to go back to the phones. You're the next person on the manager's report. Welcome, and tell us where you're calling from and what your name is.
Hello?
Hi, that's you.
Yes, my name is Lisa. I'm calling from San Francisco. Yet another Lisa.
Oh, yeah.
I wanted to mention that I really, 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 really enjoy Selected Shorts as well as Book Talk. And I also, I actually like Terry Gross a lot. I like the perspective from Canada, especially, as well, the ones when you have information, people, just regular old people just talking and being interviewed and talking about their lifestyle or what they do or what they think. I think it's very, very refreshing to find that. And I also like alternative radio with David Barsamian.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really appreciate very much Marty Hemcote, to tell you the truth. I find him to be very demeaning and very dismissive of some of his callers. I don't particularly like his viewpoints very much either. But then again, you know, that's just me. The other thing that I don't particularly like very much is World Have Your Say. I find them to be a little bit superficial in their questions and the questions that they ask. And it's practically impossible to get through to them, to be able to call and to be able to, you know, give your opinion. And I don't find them very enlightening. Rose Aguilar is the tops, you know, top of the shelf, like they say. I think her program is fantastic, and everybody that's involved in that program is really good. I really, really enjoy it a lot. So I hope you continue with Selected Shorts and with Rose Aguilar. And you know, as far as time, well, you know, whatever time is available that would be good, and especially for Rose, because I think it would be really good for people to have access to listen to her early in the morning when people are on their way going to work, as opposed to 11, because 11, a lot of people are already working and can't have access to her very much. But I'm very happy with the podcast that you provide with selected shorts as well.
Great. Well, thank you so much for the call, Lisa. And certainly, I agree, your call and Rose Aguilar and now Holly Kernan, who's hosting on Wednesdays, the show is... I've just been really excited about what's happening on the program and the way it's grown and gotten stronger. And I feel like in this election year, I mean, I think that what the show did during this past year with the Arab uprisings and the coverage of Occupy was very important. And I just think that already what the show is doing around the elections is going to continue to be, I'm excited. I think it's going to be really valuable. So I thank you for your call. Let's go next to our next caller on the line. Welcome to the Manager's Report. Good to have you with us. Thanks for calling in. Go ahead. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Bill. Am I the one?
You're on.
Okay, good. Hi, Matt. First of all, my congratulations to excellent programming. And the other thing I'd like to say is, in response to one of the callers that wasn't too keen on the Canadian, as it happens, I believe it is.
Yes.
I would like to put a pitch in for them because I feel like they give a lighthearted view on things that we seem to take everything so seriously, and it's kind of refreshing to get at that time of night just a lighthearted view on certain things.
So have you got? So are you, have you gotten to listen to it now that it's at 8 o'clock?
Pardon me.
Have you got? You know, at the first of that move from being at 4 o'clock to being at 8 o'clock, and I'm just curious to hear whether people have heard it.
I didn't know it was changed to 8 o'clock. So.
Okay.
Anyway, I like them at 4 because I'm driving home at that time. So anyway.
Absolutely.
The other thing I'd like to say is, I forget, so I'll turn it on to the next caller. Okay.
All right, thanks a lot. Also got an email at matt@kalw.org from Valerie, who says, "Hi, Matt. I was happy to hear the manager's report and your answer to the caller about the CBC that used to be on at 4 p.m. I love that program, but I heard you say you want to offer an end-of-day news report that may increase listeners, and I will give you the chance to do that. I love Fresh Air, of course, Le Show, and work with Marty Nemko and many other shows during the week and weekends." Thank you, Valerie, so much. Let's go to our next caller. Welcome to the program.
Hi, Matt. It's Peter Konheim. How are you?
Hey, Peter. How are you doing?
I'm afraid I have to be another one of the naysayers to All Things Considered, and the reason why is this. What happens when All Things Considered hit the lineup, and I immediately just tuned it out, and then I decided, well, I'm going to give it another chance. I used to listen to the show. For years, I listened to the show, and I did try, and I gave up again. And to me, what that tells me is, well, at least for me, I feel like you've lost me for that time period, and I'm not sure when I'm going to tune back in again. And I'm just wondering, you mentioned your gut feeling earlier about having a national news cast ahead of Cross Currents, which I think is totally right on. But is there? What about this balance of somehow maybe an hour of All Things Considered, and then as it happens at 4, back where it used to be? Somehow it makes me feel like that would be the best of many possible worlds, and All Things Considered just does not seem to have any champions. I'm just not hearing it, and it makes me tune out, which seems to be like that you can't possibly want a listener to specifically tune out in the middle of the day, right?
No, that would be the opposite of what we're trying to encourage.
Right.
I mean, I think that, I mean, in part, I think that it's going to be also a matter of hearing from people over some time about what their listening habits are, and are they, you know, are they coming back to be there for All Things Considered? I'm going to continue with any changes that we make. I basically keep my ears open, both to what I hear on the programs, and I'll tell you, in the last couple of weeks, I have sent more emails to NPR reporters than I have in the last couple of years.
Wow.
Just because I feel like, because, you know, we're making more of an investment both of resources and of our airtime in Nash NPR programming, that I want to be in there for good and bad. And I mean, I've been impressed. I have to say, some of the reporting that's been on All Things Considered, in particular about following up on what happened in the Arab Spring in various countries there, I think it's been really great.
Yeah.
I think there's other stuff where I go, you know, what I think either they kind of get fundamental parts of a story wrong, or I go, why is this important public interest reporting, which seems to me what public radio should be about.
Right. But I'm just another one of those people that's just puzzled over the idea of having a simulcast on two different stations. And I seem to remember when they used to be simulcast, wasn't one shorter than the other? Am I correct in that? That All Things Considered ran a little longer on KLW than KQED or vice versa at one point? I seem to recall that.
It may be before my time.
I think it was. I think it was during Nicole Sawai's time. But
well, no, I mean, no, I'm saying before my time at the station. At that, I mean, this the schedule that we have now with the news hour at 2 and All Things Considered from 3 to 5,
yeah.
That's basically the status quo of mid-2008.
Okay. Okay. So, well, I love the idea of a compromise in there somehow.
Okay, well, yeah.
But everything else you've done, Matt, it's just so right on.
Thank you, Peter. I appreciate the call and the supportive criticism. Thank you so much. We are running out of time. Let's take one more call, Joanne. Let's bring in one more person here to get their feedback before we wrap up the manager's report. Hi. Welcome to the manager's report. If you could make it brief, we're running a little short on time.
I will. Thank you. I'm Anne from San Francisco. And I just want to say that I echo what other people are saying about All Things Considered. I really liked the CBC in the afternoon because it made it not the same as what everyone else is putting together. And I just wanted to say how much I appreciate snap judgment and too much information and Moth Radio Hour. I love storytelling. And even in the middle of the day, it's nice to kind of break up the, you know, the same news you're going to hear again and again and again all afternoon. But like when you have the 3 o'clock slot for, or a 2 o'clock slot for snap judgment. I just thought that was nice. And I know you've got a big job ahead of you, so thanks very much.
Yeah, we all do. We'll keep it moving forward. Anne, thank you so much for the call. And that is all the responses that we have time for tonight. I want to thank everybody who's called or emailed, folks who are on the line. I apologize that we are out of time. If you missed part of this program or want to hear it again or share it with somebody else, we'll be posting the audio at kalw.org in the next half hour or so. I want to thank Joanne Marr, who engineered the program. And, you know, this station is going to continue to evolve and do more thanks to the support and engagement of this community and mostly our listeners. So here's to lots of great radio in 2012. Thanks so much for listening.